Hello, Radio Laurier. Thank you for waiting. Sorry for the short delay. This is Pass the Aux, and I'm your host, Emily, for this evening. Now, tonight I'm flying solo, so once again, this is my show, and I will get to kind of take control for the night. Now, tonight will be all about West Coast bands. So anything, all things BC. And the reason for this is I was kind of racking my brain trying to think of a theme for tonight's episode. And part of me thought I should say some or share some of the either funny or interesting or just straight up odd submissions we get here at the radio. But then I thought that would make me kind of a dick to kind of put any people on blast like that, because we want to celebrate all the awesome submissions we get here and some of the great music that's out being enjoyed by some of our volunteers and I'm sure lots of you. So without further ado, we're just gonna start off real quick. This is When I Dream of You by We Are the City. That was Dance and Cry from the new Mother Mother album of the same name. And by new, I mean 2018, but come on, folks, we're only 17 days into 2019 and like to think back to the good old days. Just kidding. 2019 will be all of our years. and I'm just babbling on to myself. And this is what happens when you're alone in a warm studio for long enough. So Mother Mother also probably needs no introduction for a lot of you, but Vancouver-based band, once again. Kind of indie rock vibes, and still a really fun, they have a really fun kind of pop and quirkiness to them that I find, but that doesn't take away from some of that emotion and fun that's coming out through their songs. And again, it's one of those things, you just hear something, and maybe I'm reading in too deep in this, you can let me know, but kind of a lot of the harmonizing that's used in some of the bands, and that's also common just with like indie rock and indie pop, but kind of creates that nice sound, that sweet little West Coast sound. You can start smelling pines and redwoods, and maybe I'm just nostalgic for my own little time spent out in spent out on the West Coast. So, yeah, the album has been written about and talked about, and they have said that the writer Ryan, so the songwriter and kind of band leader Ryan Gildemon, is really talented and never shied away from talking about his own struggles with depression through music. So it's interesting to see the different ups and downs throughout. And to quote an article in Exclaim, he lays the dichotomy bare on Dance and Cry, plainly explaining the connection between feelings of existential despair and loneliness and the need to create joyous acts and counterbalance. And that you can kind of hear even in the lyrics. And, you know, you just want a day and you think, well, he'll say, you know, you just want to die, but it's dance and cry. And that's all you got to do to keep on going through. So I'm going to play one more song from Mother Mother. And this is So Down. And that was So Down by Mother Mother. And again, I'm sure you were thinking like, oh, she chose another happy song. And yeah, at the moment, sometimes you need something to just cheer you up, but you really hear it at the end, just out of the lead singer's voice, that kind of more raw sound, like really dancing and crying it out. So that was So Down from Dance and Cry. Now, I'm not just going to play, like, every average, or I shouldn't say average, every, you know, common indie rock band that I can find just to prove that Vancouverites all sound the same. That is not what I'm going for. So don't be surprised that I'm now throwing in a conceptual album. So this was sent to us here at Radio Laurier, and I got the opportunity to process a CD. It was a physical CD sent in called Songs for a Lost Pod. So originally written and composed for her Master's of Fine Arts thesis at UBC, this album by Leah Abramson is kind of a concept album combining scientific research, whale sounds processed into beats, and marine mammal history. So I saw that there in the little slip with the CD, and I was like, yeah, definitely listening to this. So these songs are actually told from the perspectives of various whale species, and she does include some, Leah Abramson does include some whale calls into the music, and it kind of creates an eerie effect, but still very pretty and just really interesting. It was a really interesting thing to listen to and kind of understand, because there is some lyrical history and things like that. So the song explores themes of interspecies communication, intergenerational trauma, and grief for the polluted planet. Songs for a Lost Pod highlight separation, both animal and human, to one another and to the natural world, within the goal of reconnecting through the musical communication. And that's taken right off of her Bandcamp there. You can go listen or buy the CD there, you know, if you're interested and want to seem like an intellectual by sharing the whale call songs. But they were really well done. I'll let you guys be the judge, though. So this first one is called Pilot Protest. That was Pilot Protest from Leah Abramson's conceptual piece, Songs for a Lost Pod. So now that you've kind of had a time, or take a moment to kind of let that sit with you. So like I mentioned, she tells these songs are from the perspective of the whales themselves. So the kind of, you know, you've took the last of it, which was the line she ended on, and talking about, you know, climate and climate change and resource overuse and pollution in that. So it kind of listens as sort of a collection of poems, a lot of the songs. They're all really interesting, but still a solid song within themselves. So I don't think I would ever have a master's thesis this cool, but hey, we can't all be here. So, and it is, there's no, to quote, just a little magazine entry on this piece, there's no overwhelming overarching narrative, so it's kind of divided into these small sections throughout each track, and even kind of within the tracks. So with that, I'll play one more and just enjoy that kind of the atmosphere that she brings into you. So this next one is called Lampedusa. Wow, that was honestly almost like a cinematic track. I could definitely see it as a score in a movie or something like that, even though maybe this kind of deeply meaningful, poetic whale calls and songs are not necessarily everyday easy listening. There was something really beautiful about that. So that was Lampedusa. I'm definitely saying that wrong, and it has something to do with whales, I'm sure. Lampedusa. Lampedusa by Leah Abramson. So yeah, check out Songs for a Lost Pod if you are interested in hearing more from this this really interesting creative piece. Yeah, and that this is obviously a very direct connection, but even otherwise, definitely something to be said. Like I mentioned, the West Coast and nature and going outside, even just, you know, whether you're visiting, and that can be in Canada or down towards California. The kind of culture there is very active. If you don't rock climb, you mountain bike. And if you don't mountain bike, you must hike. And which is totally a good thing. And also, you know, all the nice vegan and kale and all those, you know, those more trendy things are definitely something that, you know, you can see prominent in the city. But then mixed in with all these other cultures and definitely like some Asian cultural influence and some European and some indigenous, lots of indigenous influences there, which I wish would also, you know, just be stronger here out in Ontario, the kind of respect and interest they have there. But then again, if you are living out, if you're out on the West Coast or even inland BC, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm really jealous of the beauty that you guys get to experience every day. It's really amazing, and I think it really does affect a lot of these songs, because they are, some of them do have themes of either climate or nature, and then other ones borrow, again, from the kind of diverse and the larger music scene they have there, but there's still a kind of a tendency towards indie. A lot of the bigger bands out there, indie rock, some folk bands as well, like we saw with Mother, We Are the City, and like we're about to see this kind of cool, still alternative stuff from Sky Parallel. So they're this new duo who released their album, their self-titled album, EP, I should say, this in 2018. And they kind of have a really interesting take, and a lot of their songs off this EP are kind of different, so I'm gonna give you a little taste of it. This is the first one, which is called Walk On.
I got a basket, it's full of apples.
So that was Walk On by Sky Parallel. Really kind of a really good beat they had going on, and that's the first track off of their self-titled EP. So the Sky Parallel consists of songwriter / multi-instrumentalists Sarah Noni and violinist Sarah Fitzpatrick. And although I myself am not a musician, I think I heard a bit of like, I think it was violin plucking in there that kind of gave to the overall beat. And the band kind of describes themselves as an alternative indie groove duo featuring experimental violin, rich vocal textures, folk and pop songwriting, electronic flavors, and rhythm that just makes you want to move. And I can definitely say that they kind of achieved that in the first song there. So once again, like with that song, they kind of have a little drop before a more powerful, uplifting chorus. And that's similar to what we saw off the few tracks from Dance and Cry by Mother, and a bit even with the We Are the City tracks we listened to tonight. So it's kind of a nice emotional stance and parallels between the songs there. So we've got a few minutes left tonight. Do check out Sky Parallel's EP. They've got, the other songs are just very different from that as well, and they're still just, they're just experimenting with this kind of stuff in a way that's familiar enough. You get to follow along with the beat. But yeah, just really interesting. But I'm glad I got to share some West Coast vibes with everyone tonight. They just kind of speak to a different area of the country, and it obviously, duh, but kind of the more indie, the more alternative things out there. Not to say that we don't have some awesome bands out from this end of the country throughout Ontario, Quebec, and all that, but there is a different kind of culture there. And honestly, there are some bands I listen to and they always make me think of spending time out in BC or even Alberta and just going, whether you're camping, going out on a lake or in the woods there. And maybe I just need to get out of the big wide city of Waterloo, Ontario and go exploring. So one of those bands that is very close to my heart is Hey Ocean, which I'm sure is hopefully a fan of many of you, or fan, excuse me, you are a fan of them, because that's how I'm going to play us out tonight. So I am going to start with a track from The Hurt of Happiness, which was their album they released in 2018. And just making note that the three members of the band have also come out with all of their own single projects. And if you're into any of their sounds, definitely do go check those out as well. So this first track is Amsterdam, and then we'll just play out on some of my favorite tracks from BC band Hey Ocean. You get to sail off on those indie pop vibes that are just kind of uplifting and emotional and a whole lot of fun. Have a good night.